The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
Also with you.
Let us pray. Almighty God, gracious Lord, we thank you that your Holy Spirit renews the church in every age. Pour out your Holy Spirit on your faithful people. Keep them steadfast in your word. Protect and comfort them in times of trial. Defend them against all enemies of the gospel and bestow on the church your saving peace. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. You may be seated.
All the children of the world.
Pray from your black and white, they are precious in his sight. Jesus loves the little children of the world.
Reading from Jeremiah. The days are surely coming, says the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and the house of Judah. It will not be like the covenant that I made with their ancestors, when I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt, a covenant that they broke, though I was their husband, says the Lord. But this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, says the Lord. I will put my law with them, and I will write it on their hearts, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. No longer shall they teach one another or say to each other, "Know the Lord," for they shall all know me, from the least of them to the greatest, says the Lord. For I will forgive their iniquity and remember their sin no more. Word of God, word of life. Let us pray Psalm 46 responsively. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Though its waters rage and foam, and though the mountains tremble with its tumult.
There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy habitation of the Most High.
God is in the midst of the city. It shall not be shaken. God shall help it at the break of day. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our stronghold.
Come now, we are the curse of the Lord. What desolations God has brought upon the earth.
Behold the one who makes war to cease in all the world, who breaks the bow and shatters the spear and burns the shields with fire. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our stronghold.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
A reading from Romans. Now we know that whatever the law says, it speaks to those who are under the law, so that every mouth may be silenced and the whole world may be held accountable to God. For no human being will be justified in his sight by deeds prescribed by the law. For through the law comes the knowledge of sin. But now, apart from the law, the righteousness of God has been disclosed and is attested by the law and the prophets. The righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ for all who believe. For there is no distinction, since all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. They are now justified by his grace as a gift through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God put forward as a sacrifice of atonement by his blood, effective through faith. He did this to show his righteousness, because in his divine forbearance he had passed over the sin previously committed. It was to prove at the present time that he himself is righteous, and that he justifies the one who has faith in Jesus. Then what becomes of boasting? It is excluded. By what law? By that of works? No, but by the law of faith. For we hold that a person is justified by faith, apart from works prescribed by the law. Word of God, word of life.
The Holy Gospel according to John. Then Jesus said to the Jews who had believed in him, "If you continue in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free." They answered him, "We are descendants of Abraham and have never been slaves to anyone. What do you mean by saying you will be made free?" Jesus answered them, "Very truly, I tell you, everyone who commits sin is a slave to sin. The slave does not have a permanent place in the household. The son has a place there forever. So if the son makes you free, you will be free indeed." The Gospel of the Lord. Please be seated. Today we are honored with Lindsay Haas to share her faith statement. And if you would come forward now, Lindsay.
Hi, I'm Lindsay Haas, David and Barbara Haas' second daughter. My parents were married at this church in 1993 by Pastor Bringman. They have been going to this church for a very long time. I was baptized at St. Peter's when I was a baby. My baptism means that I was welcomed into the church and I am now part of their family. As a child, I went to Sunday school and VBS. Now, as a teenager, I volunteer at Sunday school, VBS, Taco, and Acolyte at church. I attend SPY almost every week, where I hang out with friends, read stories from the Bible, and talk about God. One time at Taco, we were serving food, and this man said, "Thank you. This will be good for wherever I'll be going." That made me stop and think. Lots of people have helped me through my faith journey, including Pastor Karen and Pastor Richard, Bicker Joshua, my previous youth leader, Carrie, and the other students from confirmation class. Pastor Karen wanted me to say the story. About a year ago at Christ Lutheran, we were studying about what it means to be a Lutheran and how that involves service. For our service project that day, we went to pick up trash at the beach, and a man saw our group of teenagers and asked the question, "Are you being punished or are you being paid?" I answered, "Neither. We're Lutheran. This is what we do." Jesus is someone who will always listen to my prayers. He knows what's best and will always forgive me. Jesus' death and resurrection means that he died on the cross for our sins so we can all go to heaven. I chose for my confirmation verse Psalm 73, verses 23 and 24. "Yes, I am always with you. You hold me by my right hand. You guide me with your counsel, and afterward you take me into glory." I like this verse because he is with me every little step of the way. I will always feel protected and loved by him. Being a Christian gives me reassurance because I know God will always be by my side through thick and thin. I try to live my life like Jesus did, helping others when I can. Whenever I babysit or dog walk, I try to do my best and be available whenever they need me, even for extra things. Holy Communion is important to me because it reminds me of Jesus' death and resurrection and his promise to me. Prayer is very important to me because even if he doesn't answer it, I know he knows what's best. We ask for many things in prayer, but he knows what we really need. My girls' cross-country team always pray together before our race, and that gives me confidence. I see myself serving Christ in my life by going to church, feeding the homeless, reading the Bible, and making good choices. God does so much for me. These are a few little things that I can do for him. This confirmation service today gives me an opportunity and a blessing to show God on how much I want to go to heaven and how much I want to be part of this church and Christian community. Thank you.